This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And this is both book signings for Tom Santapietro, who's got a new book on Audrey Hepburn out, A Life of Beautiful Uncertainty. And he joins us now on Brian and Company. Tom, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, so congratulations on the book. I mean, anytime anyone can write a book, it's a great accomplishment, regardless of, you know, in this topic. You know, Audrey Hepburn, you know, I didn't, you know, I feel like for me, I'm in my 50s, like my mom or my dad would have to been, you know, like a huge fan, but I obviously knew who she was. I knew Breakfast at Tiffany's. I knew about, you know, sort of her legacy as just this elegant, you know, incredible woman. But why did you arrive at her as your next topic?
Well, I think what interested me about her was that she really had three lives. One was as an Academy Award winning actress. The second was as a fashion icon, and the third was as a humanitarian who traveled the world for UNICEF. And what fascinated me was in our society today, everybody wants to be rich and famous. And here she was, one of the most famous women in the world, and she walked away from it all and said, I'm only interested in working for UNICEF. And I thought, oh, psychologically, that's really interesting.
Huh. And so has there been a lot? I mean, I'm sure there have been biographies. Has there been a lot written on her? Were there holes?
Well, I think what now, because it's been over 20 years since she died, we're able to have a context of her, of what her life was like, because, you know, her influence is still felt today. Because if you, the cover of my book is Audrey wearing one of her most famous dresses, and Ivanka Trump copied the dress and wore it to the inauguration. So I thought, oh, that's really interesting all these years later that she's still having that influence. And now we can finally see why she walked away from the fame. And so at the end of her life, she said something really interesting about the work for UNICEF. She said, at last, my fame makes sense to me. I can use it for something.
Hmm. So that's really, do you focus on that part, her post-Hollywood career? Is that the real focus of the book?
Well, it's one of the focuses, but I don't want to make this sound like it's a heavy psychological study, because I tell a lot of stories about those great Hollywood movies, as you mentioned, Breakfast at Tiffany's and My Fair Lady, you know, because it was still golden age Hollywood with those really big movie stars. So, and I got to talk to, you know, a few of her co-stars who are still living. Robert Wagner made a movie with her, and I got one of the last interviews with Alan Arkin, who made Wait Until Dark with her. And I talk about Wait Until Dark. She plays a blind woman. And Stephen King, the novelist, said it's the scariest movie ever made. So I thought that's worth investigating.
Yeah, that's incredible. And Alan Arkin, man, he is a treasure. I absolutely love him as an actor. Those are a couple little snippets. We're talking with Tom Santapietro, by the way. He's got a book on Audrey Hepburn, A Life of Beautiful Uncertainty, and there'll be a book signing tomorrow at RJ Julia's in Madison at 6 o'clock, which, is as Matt mentioned earlier, is a great bookstore and a great spot to go down. Just go down to Madison, hit the book signing and then just, you know, futz around in Madison. Then on Sunday, in his hometown of Waterbury at the Barnes & Noble at 2 p.m. For another book signing, and he's joining us here on Brian & Company. Can you just share maybe one other anecdote of Hollywood? Because, I mean, I love sort of the heyday of Hollywood. I mean, I remember, you know, in watching The Aviator, which is Howard Hughes, but they give you little snippets of insight into what things were like back then, and I just love that era.
Well, because there aren't really any movie stars anymore. Maybe George Clooney was the last one. And so that era, you know, the golden age, there were still these larger than life figures. And so here's a good anecdote, which is probably her most famous movie is Breakfast at Tiffany's, and based on the book by Truman Capote. And Truman Capote was friends with Audrey Hepburn. And even though they were friends in that way he said, no, she absolutely shouldn't play the role. The only person who can play the role is Marilyn Monroe. So it would have been a very different movie with Marilyn Monroe. And I thought that's a kind of fun thing to look at and picture what the movie would have been like.
Are her kids still with us? Are they still alive?
Yes. She has two sons who live overseas, and like their mother, Audrey, each of the sons speaks five languages fluently.
Wow.
Yeah.
I speak Boston and Connecticut.
You're multilingual.
Yeah. Tom, that's great. I mean, I think that the cover art is great, and the book, and it's a topic I think, if you know, certainly people of a particular age will love it. And you'll be signing copies at RJ Julia at 6 o'clock in Madison tomorrow, and at Sunday at the Waterbury Barnes & Noble at 2 p.m. And good luck with everything. We appreciate the time.
Thanks very much. And the only thing I would quickly say is the Waterbury signing is Saturday, not Sunday.
Oh, I have it as Sunday. Oh.
Saturday the 22nd in the afternoon.
Okay, so that's my bad in terms of transcribing. So it's tomorrow at RJ Julia at 6 o'clock in Madison and 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Barnes & Noble in Waterbury. You should have corrected me earlier. Don't worry about it. I have no... There's no worries there. Got to get it right. Good luck with the book. I hope you sell a gajillion copies. It sounds really, really, really enjoyable.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for having me on the show.